So I think I'm coming down with a cold. I don't know how that happens in July, but I got a thing in the back of the throat. I took some vitamin C, but I don't know why. I do that when I'm halfway down the road with a cold. I don't think it does anything. I think it's like a psychological thing. And I got a craving for pizza. It's like 90 degrees out. I don't know. I think I'm going to get pizza. I haven't had it in like a couple of weeks. You know what's good pizza is Lou Malnati's pizza in Chicago, the deep dish stuff. I went out there to see a Cubs game with my son, and quite tasty. Had some shipped out a couple of weeks ago, and it was really, really great too. It really travels well, so I recommend the Lou Malnati's. The sausage, I don't know. I'm on the fence. My kid just likes the straight up cheese, but I don't know. One cheese after, one this slice after, another slice, all with cheese. It just starts to feel a little boring. I got to be honest with you. Hey, listen. I'm exhausted and run down because I'm doing this one-man show that I'm getting ready for. It's starting July 16th called Permission to Speak. It's on Broadway at the Jerry Orbach Theater. I'm super psyched about it. We just built the set last night. It looks really awesome. We're digitally mapping stuff onto the set. Please come check it out. It's a completely improvised show with the audience. It's called Permission to Speak. Go to my website, paulmercurio.com. You get tickets. And we use the code PMFAN, PM for Paul Mercurio fan, and you get 40% off the tickets. 40%. I'm like the Banana Republic of Broadway shows, so I'm really psyched about this, and it's a big thing for me. So I hope you guys can make it out if you're in the area, July 16th to August 15th. It runs and limited run, 40% off. PM fan. And my guest is a very funny comedian, a friend of mine, a great improv guy, Matt Walsh, founder of UCB, and currently co-starring in Veep. And I got to tell you, it was an interesting interview. If you had a dream of hearing Matt Walsh watch TV while he looks for a sock, this is the interview. Enjoy it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you back. On with me this week, old friend of mine. We used to work together at The Daily Show. You know him from Old School, from Hangover, from Ghostbusters, Emmy-nominated actor from Veep. They're very funny. And the founder of the UCB Theater, Matt Walsh. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. I'm sorry. I'm watching Nigeria score their second goal against Iceland.
Okay.
They're on fire. The Super Eagles are on fire.
Who are you rooting for? Nigeria?
I'm on the bandwagon. Yeah, I'm on the Nigerian bandwagon.
Yeah, I figured that. You seem like a Nigerian bandwagon kind of guy from when I first met you.
Well, I'm falling in love with their team, but there's many great teams in the tournament this year.
Have you always been a soccer fan or a World Cup fan? Or
just World Cup. It's a great event.
Yeah, I find it
riveting.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you on, man. We talked about doing this, so I'm glad you're able to jump on. And I wanted to tell you the indie movie you did, you know, with Brian Husky. I had Brian on talking about it, and we ran into
each other. Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really great, man. It was really, really.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
How was it directing, like, was that your second time directing? Was that your first time directing?
Second time directing.
Yeah.
How? It's always an improvised movie, and it's always a story. The first time I did it with Josh Weiner, we wrote a screenplay and or a story, and then the second time I wrote one with Brian Husky, and
right.
We started in it. So it's always something that I've written, and then I know how I want the story to be played out, so.
Is there some sort of parallel for you there? I mean, like in terms of like directing, are you sort of, you know, what is that like to sort of be in that, those set of shoes as opposed to being on the other side of it? And like, what adjustments do you have to make when you do that?
I think your brain space is more, oversight in a way. Like every department asks you questions about everything. So you have to be like completely engaged in every decision.
Right.
So as an actor, it's a lot more fun, probably.
Yeah. Just get to go play.
But, it's great. It's so that's like the big shift mentally, I think.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was reading that, you know, as a kid, you'd watch the Marx Brothers, and that was sort of one of your influences, and you got a big kick out of you seeing your parents sort of being entertained by that. It's weird because literally about four nights ago, my son and I, my wife, were watching the Marx Brothers. I wanted to turn him on to them, and he had never seen them, and he got a real kick out of it, and, you know, horse feathers and the whole thing, and yeah, it was really cool. It was, I was watching him watching it, and he was, you know, you don't know, like, at this age and this generation, if some of it's going to come feel kind of cheesy to them or whatever, but it really played well. And he really got into it. And then we watched a couple of others, and that seemed to kind of, the Marx Brothers seemed to kind of stick with you, like, in terms of your comedy chops in your life. Right. I mean, sort of really kind of had a basis for you in a lot of stuff, huh?
Well, I think as inspirations, they were one of many, but yeah, they were seminal. They were very early influence of, like, my bonding with comedy and my sort of curiosity about, performing and just genuine funny.
Yeah.
You know, the business of funny.
Yeah. Yeah. You had talked about you'd workshop material in sort of the ways the Marx Brothers, you know, sort of had worked their stuff out through vaudeville and stage before they did it on film. And
well, yeah, that's a parallel. Sure. Sure. They put things up on their feet. UCB started putting shows up on their feet before they were ready. Like, mm-hmm. like, you know, cause we were doing a slot somewhere. We had a theater in Chicago, and we were constantly just testing and adjusting. Like, as you're learning the art form, like, it was very young. You know, when the Marx Brothers were starting out too, they were learning it as well. Like, they got paired with great writers, obviously. They had tremendous writers, but they also were honing characters, and they got better as the, you know, as the inside, being inside those characters was allowed. So a lot of the sort of training I've had, yeah, you sort of just throw it up on its feet before it's ready, and then you just keep working at it.
Yeah.
Same way you throw a tape recorder down on a stage when you're doing stand-up, or digital file recorder.
Yeah, it's definitely an incremental
thing.
You're
just like, yeah, exactly. And you just do the work. It keeps you focused on the audience. The immediacy of the audience obviously is vital to comedy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you had said, too, like, you had some nostalgia for the 50s TV era, and the it's funny because about, I don't know, maybe last year I started showing my son Sid Caesar's shows, and
oh my gosh,
they're so great, and they hold up too. They're so funny, and they're so well written, and again, like, he really appreciated it, you know, because you don't know that generation, you know, if they're going to go for it or not, you know.
Get your socks. I agree. I'm telling my daughter to get her socks.
I love this. You're multitasking. You're watching Nigeria. You're getting your kids dressed. You're talking to me. This is awesome.
Well, it's perfect for me. I'll be honest. Uh-oh. There's a free kick now.
Uh-oh.
Iceland's getting a free kick. Anyways.
Well, let me know how that
was. I wanted to ask you, which one was horse feathers?
What do you mean, which one was horse feathers?
Plot-wise.
I'm sorry, slot, what you mean in terms of the order that they came, they did them in?
No, the plot, the story.
Oh, that's the one where he's trying to get, he's trying to sort of marry Margaret Dumont or get her money, that plot line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's sort of the gist of it. I mean, basically, and it's just all the chaos around it. Then there was a big musical number too in the middle of it, which makes sense for vaudeville because that was that mix of sort of.
Oh, he missed it.
Oh man,
he missed it.
Oh,
Iceland missed it.
That's good for you, right? Because you want Nigeria.
I'm happy. Yeah, I am.
You know, the other thing that you really liked that I loved was the Being There, Peter Sellers movie, and that Peter Sellers was sort of one of your childhood idols. I mean, what was it about Sellers? Was his ability to just to go in and out of so many amazing characters, or what was it about him?
Yeah, and movies like Being There, just an incredible performance, you know?
Yeah.
A character that could be that strong and like interesting and weird. And then all the Pink Panther stuff was really how I got turned on to Peter Sellers, which was really broad and Clouseau.
Yeah.
You know, silliness, Blake Edwards silliness. And so that was another sort of, I don't know.
Yeah. When I saw him and being there, it was sort of
party.
Like
a party.
Yeah. It's just the ability to him to play that role in being there. I didn't see that side of him in the other roles that he had played. You know what I mean? Like, it just seemed so different from everything else he had done and just showed how brilliant he was, you know?
Yeah. And the pace, like, very good, interesting pace and performance too. Yeah, very slow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's the score? Is it still 2-0?
I'll tell you in 1 second.
All right.
How's Colbert's show?
It's good, man. It's chugging along, and you know, a lot of fodder from Trump and everybody else, and things are great. And I'm actually going to be doing a one man show myself on Broadway starting in July.
Really?
Yeah, completely improvised.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It kind of came out of what I've been doing, and some people saw me and they approached me, and it's been pretty.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I had him on
that's
my
really
podcast.
Cool.
Yeah, I had him on my podcast. We really hit it off, and he just became a real good friend, and he's helping me. So things are great, man. But I just wanted to touch base and hang out and chat a little bit. So I'm glad we were able to do this. I know you got a lot going on today, so we're going to jump here and let you go do your thing and find socks and go play Frisbee and do all that good stuff.
Nigeria is still up 2-0.
All right, good. Well, that's all.
Oh, my God.
And
it's still 2-0.
I think what we need to do is every week we'll do an update. I'll come on when you'll come on when you're watching, and we'll get updates on soccer and whatever else going on. The status of the kids.
We'll do our World Cup update podcast.
Yeah. Hey, how's your Bear Down podcast going? Good?
It's good. It's a thing called, that's the other thing I can plug. Right now it's something called UCB Sports and Leisure, but it's a podcast about the world. Kind of NPR style.
Okay. And on Instagram, you have something called Curbside Legends. Tell people what that's about a little bit.
Yeah, that's my friends, funny people embody discarded items throughout Los Angeles and New York. They send videos and we cut them, and I write stories, backstories about the items.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Fun. It's stupid.
Cool. You should follow my mother's 91, and she goes through people's garbage looking for good garbage that she then takes and gives it to this guy, Nick, who fixes it. Like, she literally finds like broken clocks, and she's cooking with aluminum cooking pans that she found in the garbage like 10 years ago because they conduct heat very well. Like, it's
wow.
Yeah, it's right out of the Depression. She's got money. It's not like she's wow. poor or anything, but she's just... She loves scavenging.
She likes the bargain.
She likes the bargain, man.
She likes the bargain.
All right, brother. Hopefully see you soon, right?
Okay, brother.
All right, that was Matt Walsh. That was definitely one of the more interesting interviews that I've done in a while. And I thought it was really funny at the end of the day and bizarrely funny in a fun way. So anyway, hope you enjoyed that. And hope you check out my Broadway show, Permission to Speak with Paul Mercurio, July 16th to August 15th. At the Jerry Orbach Theater in New York City. Tickets are on my website, paulmercurio.com, 40% off using the code PMFAN, Paul Mercurio Fan, PMFAN. All right, hope to see you on Broadway, folks.